The Obama administration's approach to immigration enforcement is still something of a mystery. The Department of Homeland Security is issuing new guidelines for field agents on how to deal with illegal immigrants in the workforce. But so far, those guidelines are being kept secret. As NPR's Martin Kosty reports, a recent incident in Washington state may provide some clues.
On February 24th, armed immigration agents raided Yamato Engine Specialists, a small company that rebuilds car engines in Bellingham, Washington. 28 workers were led away in handcuffs. They were illegal immigrants, most of them from Mexico, and they faced quick deportation. It was the first big immigration raid under President Obama, and to many in the Hispanic community, it came as a shock.
30 segundos para don Noé, que nos llama desde Livingston, California. Noé, buenas tardes.
On Spanish language radio, shock quickly turned to anger.
Dale un mes a la administración de Obama máximo para que pare todo esto.
Let's give the Obama administration 1 month to stop all this, warns this caller. Otherwise, the Democratic Party and Obama will suffer the consequences. But the administration seemed almost as surprised by the raid as the workers were. Secretary of Homeland Security Janet Napolitano told Congress that she hadn't known about the raid ahead of time, and she ordered a review. Now, 1 month later, 27 of the 28 workers have been released. One of them, Luis Ramos, says he can't get over how nice the immigration agents have become.
Lo tratan a uno como si de maravilla, lo tratan a uno.
They treat us wonderfully. They even say, "Do you want a soda from the machine?"
The government is offering them temporary work permits. Immigration agents are even giving the Mexicans free rides to Seattle to file the paperwork. Now the anger at Mr. Obama is coming from the other side of the immigration debate. William Gein represents a group called Americans for Legal Immigration.
Not only is this immigration non-enforcement that's going on, he is providing a policy amnesty for illegal aliens that is not supported by the American public and has not been passed by Congress.
The administration isn't saying what the policy is yet. Officially, it's still under review. But during the campaign, Mr. Obama said he'd like to shift the enforcement emphasis to employers. And that philosophy now seems to be on display at Yamato Engine Specialists. Yesterday, Immigration and Customs Enforcement came back. But this time, it wasn't after the workers. The blue-jacketed immigration officials had a warrant to search the company's files. They set up shop in the office right off the lobby, using special gear to scan and copy the contents of Yamato's computers. Company manager Shirin McAlai watched the process with an air of strained cordiality.
Do you need me for anything?
Right? No.
Okay.
But as she moved out into Yamato Engine's production floor, McAlai could barely contain her frustration.
You know, I don't want to say and antagonize the investigation or put us in a worse situation. It just seems like there's a very big picture here and we're in the middle of it.
If the administration is trying to make an example of companies like Yamato, it has its work cut out. Deporting workers is relatively easy. Making a criminal case against an employer is harder. Current law makes it relatively easy for managers to claim they didn't know their employees were illegal. So investigators may start looking for other kinds of offenses. Edgar Rebollar, one of the released Mexicans, says the agents have been questioning him about all aspects of his experience at Yamato. They asked us if there was racism, he says, or if they paid some people more than others. Questions like that suggest that the government might go beyond immigration violations and try to prosecute Yamato under labor laws. Rebollar says he thinks Yamato treated him well, but he and his colleagues say they will provide the government with evidence if necessary. They have good reason to cooperate. Their work permits are valid only as long as there's a case against Yamato. Once they're no longer useful to investigators, they once again face deportation. Martin Kosty, NPR News.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm.